This is a shear that I think is very important to say and to hear and to internalize this time of year. And I try over the last couple of years to share this idea. And I'm not apologizing if you heard it before. If you heard it before, it's Chazara. But look at the top of your source sheet. You should have one source sheet, two sides. Over the last month, we have said the following words very often. B'nei Beitcha kevatchila, B'nei Beitcha kevatchila. Remember that? God, during our tefillot, when we feel particularly pained that we don't have the Beit HaMikdash, we dive into Hashem, B'nei Beitcha kevatchila, and the tune we use, B'nei Beitcha kevatchila, is the same tune that we used last year at the end of keynote on Tisha B'Av morning. Keli Tzion v'yareha. Same tune. It reminds us of how we don't have the Mikdash. And Anshei Knesset HaGedola, who formulated the tefillah, formulated these words to remind ourselves, and not just these words, but all these words, to remind us what we don't have. And how instead of davening the Musaf, we should be bringing the Musaf. And this coming year, Amir Tashem, we will. This coming Tisha B'Av, we're not going to sing that, God willing. And Sukkot is past, but God willing, by Pesach, long before Pesach comes, we'll be not have to say these words. But what do we say? We dive into Hashem B'nei Beitcha Kevatchila, and top of your page. And what did they say? V'hashev, God, please, restore Kohanim la'avodatam, restore the Kohanim to their avoda, and restore Levi'im l'shiram u'lezimram, restore, bring back the Levi'im to their song and to their music. V'hashev Yisrael lin ve'hem. Now, it's not referring to restore, bring back B'nai Yisrael to their home Israel, because that would have said to their home, that would have said lin navam. Naveh would have meant return them to their home. But here, the Anshei Knesset HaGedola said, V'hashev, and we said it all the time, V'hashev Yisrael lin ve'hem, return them to their homes. That's strange. That we're davening to Hashem, and the Anshei Knesset HaGedola chose to highlight, return B'nai Yisrael to their homes. It might mean, the pshat might mean their collective homes in Israel, but it still says darsheni, it still says I don't understand fully. I would like to share another much more challenging question, which is a similar question, and you'll see that the answer is a similar answer. The next source down comes from Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim, what we say on Pesach, says Shir HaShirim, Ma navu, ma yafu pa'amaych ba ne'alim bat nadiv. How beautiful are your steps, ma yafu pa'amaych, how beautiful are your steps, bat nadiv, O daughter of prince, O prince's daughter, talking about B'nai Yisrael. How beautiful are your steps. And not only how beautiful are your steps, but ma yafu pa'amaych ba ne'alim. How beautiful are your steps in shoes, in sandals, O B'nai Yisrael. Why are we bringing that pasuk? Because of the next source down. The next source is Masechet Chagiga Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, Dorash Rava. Rava was Doresh the following pasuk. My dichtiv, what does it mean when it says in Shir HaShirim, Ma yafu pe'amaych banalim bat nadiv? What does the Torah, what does the Shir HaShirim talking about? What's it referring to? When Shir HaShirim says, "How beautiful!" It's a strange pasuk. How beautiful are your feet in shoes? How beautiful are your steps in shoes, O Bnei Yisrael, O Prince's daughter? Says Rava, this is what it means. Kama na'in raglehen shel Yisrael bish'ah she'olin la'regel. How beautiful are your feet in shoes when you go up to Har HaBayit, when you are ole regel. Oh, that makes a little bit more sense. How beautiful are your feet? It's beautiful. You're lucky. You get to go to Har HaBayit. The problem is that the next Gemara seems to completely question Rava's Perush. The Gemara in Masechet Brachot Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph says the following, 1, 2, 3. It's the fourth source down. Lo yikanes lehar habayit bimaklo. A person may not go to Har HaBayit with his makel, with his walking stick, ubimin alo, and with his shoes, ubipundato, and with his like wallet, ubeavak shel raglav, and you shouldn't have dirt on your feet. People who go to Har HaBayit bizman hazeh, we're not going to get into that halachic discussion now, whether you are or not allowed to go up to Har HaBayit. It's a discussion that I do talk about in the shir on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but that's not for now. But those people who do go to Har HaBayit today and who follow halacha as they understand it, go to the mikvah, men, say a bracha, and they take off their shoes. They don't walk in shoes. Now, they may wear Yom Kippur shoes. In other words, they don't wear leather shoes on Har HaBayit. Maybe they wear sandals, maybe they wear slippers, maybe they go barefoot or in socks, but you may not go on Har HaBayit with shoes. So if that's the case, then how can Rava tell me that the pasuk in Shir HaShirim is referring to people who go up to Har HaBayit in shoes? It's impossible. You're not allowed to be Ola Regel in shoes. You're not allowed to. The pasuk said, Ma yafu pamaich ban'alim. How beautiful are your footsteps in shoes? Rava tells me we're talking about how beautiful are your footsteps when you go to Har HaBayit. But the Gemara in Brachot is Aser, and the Rambam paskins that way, and no one does. Tomorrow, today, when the Beit HaMikdash is rebuilt and you and I go to Har HaBayit, we're leaving our shoes off of Har HaBayit. You can't walk up to Har HaBayit with your shoes on. So how can Rava tell me that we're talking about shoes? In order to answer these two questions, we're going to take a detour. A little bit of a tangent. Remember these questions and we'll come back to it. We have to ask the following questions and make a point that I think is critical for you and for me today, and then we'll come back to these questions. Why did the Anshei Knesset HaGadola tell me v'hashevi, that we dive into Hashem v'hashevi Yisrael in vehem? Question number one. Unrelated. Question number two. Ma yafu pamaich banalim bat nadiv. Referring to people all the regular, not allowed to wear shoes. Okay. Let's go back. It is very common. Here we are, Baruch Hashem, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. We are in the period in the Jewish calendar and in the Israeli calendar that is called Acharei HaChagim. University, anybody who goes to university in Israel is starting university next week. They start after the Chagim. Their winter break is Hanukkah for some schools. And they go second semester all the way through July, but they start now. Anybody who knows anybody who's in university is not starting till next week. I think Sunday is the 22nd. They start on Sunday. You and I are Acharei HaChagim. We did not say Tachanun until today. Now, we're not going to say Tachanun tomorrow because it's Rosh Chodesh. We're not going to say because on Shabbos it's Rosh Chodesh and it's Shabbos. Sunday morning we say Tachanun. We don't say the David Hashem anymore. And Cheshvan comes, and despite the fact that this is the month where the Mabul happened, this is the month where Rachel Imenu passed away, this is the month where we start davening for rain, Zayin Cheshvan in Eretz Yisrael. But there's no Chagim in Cheshvan. And it's very easy to ask the question, where can we get our inspiration from? We just finished so many chagim. Elul, Slichot, Rosh Hashanah, Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, before Sukkot, Sukkot, Chol HaMoed, Hoshana Rabbah, Shmini Atzeret, Simchat Torah, plop. Where do we get the inspiration from? Take a look at the next source down. I'm not going to read the entire. But as I summarize, take a look in Perek Yud-Tet in Malachim Aleph, Sefer Malachim Aleph. You remember that Eliyahu, let me back up, Ovadia is sent by Ahav to find Eliyahu. There's a whole conversation between the two of them. Eliyahu gathers Bnei Yisrael on Har HaKarmel. It's Eliyahu versus 450 Nevi'ei HaBaal and 400 Nevi'ei Asherah. You remember the story of Eliyahu, I'll say competing in quotes, against the Nevi'ei HaBaal and Nevi'ei Asherah. Miracles happen, even though Eliyahu's Mizbeach is full of water and surrounded by water, still a fire comes down. Nevi'ei HaBaal, Nevi'ei Asherah cut themselves, scream to God, scream louder to God, nothing happens. Remember that? That is an awesome event. It's fireworks. Fireworks. And Eliyahu is guaranteed that the world is changing. As a matter of fact, right after that story, and you'll take a look in Sefer Malachim, Yud-Chet and Yud-Tet, Malachim Aleph, you remember that Ahav himself, husband of the evil Jezebel, follows Eliyahu and wants to support him. And yet, the very next pasuk, the beginning of our Aliyah, Jezebel wants to kill Eliyahu. The very next event. All the fireworks, all the excitement of Har HaKarmel didn't last a decade, didn't last a year, didn't last a month, it may not have even lasted a day. And you blink your eye after this momentous, miraculous, unique event in history, you snap your fingers, and we're back where we started. Jezebel tries to kill Eliyahu. And so Eliyahu runs away. And he runs first to the desert, then eventually he runs to Chorev, and Hashem says the following to Eliyahu. I underlined it. It's Sefer Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud-Tet, Pasuk Yud Aleph. This is so beautiful. Remember what we just said. Eliyahu had all these high hopes, and these high hopes were dashed. And he runs away. And says Hashem, Vayomer, say, V'amadata bahar lifnei Hashem, says Hashem to Eliyahu, stand before God. V'hine Hashem over. Hashem's coming. V'ruach gedola v'chazak, mefarei karim, u'mishaber slaim lifnei Hashem. Go outside, and a huge, I'll say wind, I'm not sure it's really a wind, but a wind that's mifarei karim, that took apart mountains, umshabir slaim, and destroyed rocks. Lifnei Hashem, says Hashem, lo baruach Hashem. God is not in that wind. V'achar haruach ra'ash. And after the wind, it might be called a tornado or something. And after that, there was a rash, an earthquake, a huge noise. Lo berash Hashem. That's not where you're going to find God. V'achar ha-ra'ash eish. After the earthquake is a huge conflagration. Huge fire. Lo ba'esh Hashem. That's not where you're going to find Hashem either. V'yachar ha'esh kol dimama daka. Who remembers from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, where did we hear the words kol dimama daka? Kol dimama daka yishama. Remember where we hear that? Untanetokev. When all the angels were hurrying around during the judgment period. That's here, guys. You want to take these? Those are the same words. Kol demama daka. This message to Eliyahu is This message to Eliyahu is a message to you and to me all the time, and it's a message to you and to me certainly after the Chagim. We went through so much beautiful things, powerful things, but that's not exclusively where God is found. There is a sefer called the Ein Yaakov. The Ein Yaakov was written by Rabbi Yaakov ben Chaviv. You see here that he died in 1516, and he wrote a sefer where he compiled the agaditas, the narratives, the stories in quotes of all of Shas. Everyone has a set. There's about four volumes usually. And the Ein Yaakov was written by Rabbi Yaakov ben Chaviv, died in 1516. He compiled all the Agadot Chazal and special Mefarshim, not just Rashi, but other Mefarshim on these Agadot Chazal. It's a tremendously important sefer. It's 500 years old. But in his introduction, there's a very well-known, and some of you may have heard this before, and that's okay, there is a well-known introduction. It's a medrash. The only problem is that there is no record of this medrash existing. It got lost. The Ein Yaakov is the only record of this medrash. Midrashim had been written at least 1,000 years before he was born. And in fact, the very beginning of the source, take a look at the next source. It's basically the middle of the first page. Matsati katuv b'shem ha-midrash, says the Ein Yaakov, I found the following quoted in the name of the Medrash, uvikashtihu, I really tried hard, v'lo metzatihu b'chol sfarai, I tried throughout, looking through all the books that I could find. He lived really right exactly around the time that the printing press was made. I can't find this Medrash, it's been lost somewhere, but everyone quotes this Medrash, it's found in the introduction of the Ein Yaakov. V'zehu nuscho, and here is the medrash. Ben Zoma Omer, an incredibly important Ein Yaakov. Ben Zoma Omer, matzinu pasuk kolel yoter, v'hu Shema Yisrael. If we had to pick one pasuk that was tremendously important, kolel, that is inclusive, there's hundreds of thousands of words in the Torah. If I could find one pasuk to summarize what I need to do, Ben Zoma says, it's Shema Yisrael. Easy. If I had asked you before we look at this in this Ein Yaakov, somebody here, many of us, would have, what's the most important pasuk in the Torah? Shema Yisrael. That would have been, hold on a second. What? Yeah. That's exactly this. Shema Yisrael. That's a beautiful pasuk, makes perfect sense. Benana somer, matzinu pasuk kolel yoter. I've got another pasuk, maybe even more inclusive. And we're going to get to what Alana said in a moment. What is that? V'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. Sure, if I had asked a group of wonderful people like you, somebody would have said the most important pasuk in the Torah, the most inclusive pasuk in the Torah, v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. So far, so good. We can sleep well with this medrash quoted in the Ein Yaakov. However, Shimon ben Pazi omer, matzinu pasuk kolel yoter. I've got a pasuk that's even more inclusive, more important, we'll say. V'hu et hakeves ha'echad ta'aseh baboker, v'et hakeves ha'sheni ta'aseh bein ha'arbayim. It is a pasuk that is found in Parshat Pinchas of Sefer Bamidbar. We are going to hear this pasuk read tomorrow in Shul, God willing. We're going to hear it again on Shabbat, God willing. It is the pasuk that tells us that a keves, has to be brought every single morning in the Beit HaMikdash, first thing, and a keves has to be brought 99.9% of the year, the last korban brought. The only exception, according to some opinions, was the korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, but other than that, every single day of the year, the first korban was brought in a day. I don't care if it's a Tuesday, or if it's Rosh Chodesh, or if it's Yom Kippur, the first korban of the day is the korban tamid of the morning, and the last korban of the day at Yom Kippur, Motzei Yom Kippur, korban tamid. And Shimon ben Pazi says that pasuk is more important than any of the other pasukim. When I first heard this Ein Yaakov, I think I was in ninth grade, because I remember the Rebbe that I asked, that I said the said the following to. So I don't know if he was my ninth grade Rebbe or if he was my ninth grade Rebbe and I talked to him later, but I think it was ninth grade. And I suggested that Shimon ben Pazi brought, and I'm going to say this, please forgive me for using a word that I should not use, but just for the sake of illustration, I thought that Shimon ben Pazi quoted the most boring pasuk he could find. Now, that's a really terrible thing to say, because no pasuk is boring, but what I had thought, and I still think that there's a part of this to be true, that Shimon ben Pazi is saying, there's no such thing as the most important pasuk in the Torah. Every single pasuk in the Torah is equally important. You want to give me Shema Yisrael? I get that. Want to give me V'hatlecha Kamocha? I get that. No, every pasuk, V'yidaber Hashem el Moshe le'emor, is equally important to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's what I thought, but that's not the way most people understand this Ein Yaakov. The Ein Yaakov says, third line down, Amad Rabbi Ploni al Raglav. We don't know his name, or maybe his name was Ploni. Amar Ploni al Raglav Yamar Halacha Keben Pazi, and then he goes on. The most important pasuk, Et Hakeves Ha'achat Taseh Baboker Veit Hakeves Hasheni Taseh Ben Harbaim. Why? The answer is because of what we read in Sefer Malachim. The answer is because of a Gemara that I skipped right before Sefer Malachim. It's found in Masechet Brachot, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Bet, and in other places as well. Everyone knows this Gemara. Tadir v'she'eino tadir. Tadir kodem. This coming Shabbat, when we're benching, we're going to have to say Ritzei, and we're going to have to say Yalev Yavo. Ritzei for Shabbos, Yalev Yavo for Rosh Chodesh. Which one comes first? There's two mitzvot, two obligations that are coming head to head. So if you knew no Torah whatsoever, chas v'shalom, the answer would have been, of course, Rosh Chodesh goes first. Rosh Chodesh is so rare. Rosh Chodesh is so exciting. It's once a month. Shabbos is once a week. But says the Gemara in Masechet Brachot, says Hashem to Eliyahu in Sefer Malachim, says the Medrash that Ein Yaakov quotes, Tadir v'she'eino tadir, tadir kodem. That is the message. The message of Torah. The message of our lives throughout the year, and certainly now, acharei achagim, certainly now as we begin a new zman, certainly now as we begin a month with no chagim, this is where it happens. This is where the growth happens. Tadir v'she'eino tadir, tadir kodem. Everything else is serving a regular day. And that is why we say that there's no such thing as a regular day. Because every day is the day. Today is the day. I feel sorry for somebody who has a marriage, who is only happy with his or her marriage on birthdays, on anniversaries. They're great. But if that's the essence of her marriage, I feel sorry for her. I've told this before, it's a repeat for Shana Bet, or for returning students, and welcome also. when I was younger, there used to be something, maybe some of your sisters or brothers have this thing called matchbox cars. Matchbox cars. They're little cars. They're little cars. They're like half the size of this. And the ones that I had didn't have any engine or battery. They were just cool little cars. You familiar with those? All different kinds of cars. And then what you can do is they had these tracks. I think they were orange tracks. And you took these little tongue, plastic tongue things, and you connected the tracks. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about? The tracks are orange and they have a little edge on the outside. And it's just awesome. And you put it up, you know, on top of the sofa, and it goes all the way down, and you let go, and zoom, it goes. Yeah? This is fun. This is how we have fun, ladies. Then they came out with the following, and that's fun. Matchbox cars, tracks, you make the tracks, you make the curve a little bit and see how long it can stay up. Cool. Then they made this little machine with batteries that had two revolving, maybe rubber discs like this. And they go on each side of the track, the revolving discs, yeah? And then the matchbox car comes around, goes through the revolving discs, shoof, it shoots out, and then if you're really cool, you make a circle of the track, and then you see how far it can go, and it shoof, and it goes and goes and goes and goes, and shoof, it goes around again. Yeah, I'm reliving my childhood a little bit. Do you follow what I mean? Yeah? That is the message of Tadir Visheno Tadir Tadir Kodem. That is the message of Kol Dmama Daka. That is the message of Et HaKeves HaAchat Taseh BaBoker. The fun is the car and the track. The revolving discs are just there to shoot you through the rest of the real game. Sukkis is there to shoot you through Zman Simchatenu for an entire year. Shabbat is there, and yes, I know when we make Havdalah, a lot of people sing 6 more days till Shabbos. For sure, I get that. I love it. Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbat. Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbat. And whenever I see something in the store, the Gemara tells me I'm supposed to buy something fancy and keep it for Shabbos. And then if I see something else more fancy, what do? I eat the first thing and I say the second thing. Sure. But if my whole life is dreary, if my whole Avodat Hashem is stale and stagnant, it only awakens when Shabbos comes. It only awakens when Simchas Torah comes, then you're missing the most important pasuk in the whole Torah. It's Yom Kippur today. We spent half an hour in Shul just reading the Avoda of Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol spent a week practicing and practicing and practicing the Avoda of Yom Kippur. Do you know that we had a Kohen Gadol sitting on the bench waiting to serve in the Beit HaMikdash in case the first Kohen is unable to serve? And with all the greatness of Yom Kippur, everybody's dressed so beautifully. I have a white tie they only wear on Yom Kippur. I have a tie in my closet that I'm only going to wear bli neder when Mashiach comes. I have a Mashiach tie. That's what I'm going to wear when he comes. It's ready to go. It's in a little box. It's not getting dirty. I'm going to have to break it out probably tomorrow, I imagine. A real Mashiach tie. So it was so excited with the white and the excitement. And I come to the Beit HaMikdash on Yom Kippur morning, and I'm so ready to watch the Avoda. Where's the Kohen Gadol? And the person standing next to me goes, no, sorry. You have to wait. The first Korban is the Korban Tamid. The first Korban is the Korban Tamid. Tadir v'sheino, the Korban Tamid. Tadir v'sheino, Tadir, Tadir Kodem means regularity, consistency. There's no such thing as usual. We asked a question about how can there be inspiration. This is the answer. The inspiration comes from the day to day, and not primarily and not exclusively from the other days. Take a look at the next source down. The pasuk in Yeshayahu says, V'kovei Hashem, people who were mekavim Lashem, people who are hoping and waiting for God, yachlifu koach, they will renew their strength. This is a gorgeous pshat. They will renew their strength. Yachlifu koach, ya'alu eiver kansharim. Pasuk in Yeshayahu Perek Mem. V'kovei Hashem yachlifu koach, they'll renew their strength. They will go up with wings of eagles. Yarutsu v'lo yiga'u. They will run and they will not get tired. Yelchu, they will walk. V'lo yi'afu, and they will not fatigue. I want to focus on the last people who are driven, waiting for Hashem, focusing on Hashem. Yarutsu v'lo yiga'u, they will run and not get tired. Yelchu v'lo yi'afu, they'll walk and not get tired, not fatigue. And Nechama Leibowitz, the great Nechama Leibowitz, Aleha Shalom, she died in 1997. Rav Ezra had the zechut of learning with her. Rabbi Nepel had the zechut of learning with her. Her Sfarim are on the shelf right there behind Alana. Tremendous Talmidah Chachama, new Tanakh, better than I know my phone number. She asked a very simple question. The bracha, a bracha, and a pasuk, usually increases. The pasuk should have read, at the end of the pasuk should have read, Yelchu v'lo yi'afu, people who believe in Hashem, their service of Hashem, they will walk and never get tired. And not only that, Yarutsu v'lo yiga'u, not only are they going to walk and not get tired, but they're also going to run and not get tired, right? That's the way psukim work. Not only am I going to give you $100, I'm also going to give you $3. What? That's not the way you're supposed to say. I'm not only going to give you $3, I'm also going to give you $100. Not only can you walk a mile, you're going to run 5 miles. That's the way it should have been. But the way the pasuk reads is, you believe in Hashem. You're God-focused. You're centralized. Everything you're doing is focused on God. You're going to be able to run a marathon and never get tired. And not only that, you can also walk to the makola down the block and also not get tired. That's the Chama Leibowitz's question. Isn't that a great question? It should have said, Yelchu v'lo yafu, Yarutsu v'lo yiga'u. But instead the pasuk says, Yarutsu v'lo yiga'u, Yelchu v'lo yafu. And the Chama Leibowitz, I'm not going to read it inside because time is running out, but the bottom of the page, of the first page, the Chama Leibowitz, you'll see that this is found in a journal called Daf LeTarbut Yehudit, says the following. It was published in 1974. Says in the Chama Leibowitz, it is exactly this. It is exactly what we said in the Gemara and Brachot. It's exactly what we said in the in Yaakov. It's exactly what we said in Sefer Malachim. Says Nechama Leibowitz, that is exactly the bracha. Because when you are inspired, you can run a marathon. You can have all the energy in the world. But that's only part of the bracha. The bracha, the promise, is that not only are you going to be able to sprint with that initial excitement, boom, through the revolving rollers, that anybody could do. Anybody could go to a beautiful davening, na 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 na, that's amazing. I'm a tzaddik gamur. I am telling you that I am at Sadi Gamor during Kedusha of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. There is no question that every single one of us are tzaddikim. We're tzaddikim. Am I reminding you of some highlights? Those are sprints. Be at tzaddik on a Tuesday in the middle of Cheshvan. That's harder. But that's Avodat Hashem. That's Tadir v'sheino Tadir. I'm going to say Ritzei before I say Yalav Yavo. I'm going to bring the Korban of the day before I bring the Yom Kippur Davin Musaf. Before I bring the Yom Kippur Avoda. I'm going to bring a plain old, please forgive me, boring Korban Tamid before I bring a Shabbos Musaf, before I bring a Rosh Chodesh Musaf, before I bring a Sukkis, all the Parim of Sukkis. Why? Because anybody could be a tzaddik during Kedusha of Yom Kippur. Anybody can promise to be amazing in the middle of Nisan HaTokef and you hear the those in the Ashkenazi world. Sephardim have their own tunes and their own beautiful, beautiful, inspirational moments. But go be a tzaddik on a Thursday night in the middle of November while it's raining outside. It's a regular day. That's, if you turn the page over to the top of the page, that's the Pasuk in Tehillim. Chaf Dalet Gimel. Mi Ya'aleh V'Har Hashem. That's hard to climb the mountain. You know what's even harder than climbing the mountain? Umi Yakum Bimkom Kadsho. Who can stay there? Who can stay on top of the mountain? Anybody can climb. And so many of us, this is such a powerful, powerful message for those of us, those of you who are in seminary now. So much excitement, and here we are starting off Cheshvan. It's Cheshvan already. It's Rosh Chodesh, Yalla V'Yavo. And Cheshvan has nothing in it. The message is that Cheshvan has everything in it. And if you're waiting for Hanukkah, then you've got to change the way you see your Avodat Hashem. Hanukkah is beautiful, amazing, messages, no question about it. But what can you do in Cheshvan? What can you do in your marriage in between anniversaries and weddings and a night out with your husband? A plain old Tuesday when you come back and there's you and he, and I do say that very on purpose, you and he have dishes to do and diapers to change. Both of you have them equally. I get that 100%. That's not as much fun as get there, Melucha! But that's where your marriage is. The marriage is in Tuesday evening. Is doing Chumash homework with your second grader. That's where your life is. I didn't see this anywhere, but I think that's the pshat in the following source, and I'm going to skip to the bottom of the page. The Gemara Masechet Chulin and the Rambam Paskins this way, in Hilchot Beit HaBechira, in the very beginning of Hilchot Beit HaBechira, the Rambam says, and the Gemara says, that the Mizbeach, the center of the Avodah and the Beit HaMikdash, had to have very sharp edges, very clear edges. And the Gemara says, V'kama pigimata Mizbeach, what is the level of sharpness that the Mizbeach stones have to have? And the Rambam says this is also true about the stones in the floor of the Mizbeach. But the Gemara is asking about the Mizbeach, of the Beit HaMikdash. But the Gemara is talking about the Mizbeach. How much? How sharp do they have to be? How smooth? How smooth is a better way to say it? How smooth? Kedei shetachbor batziporen. What's a tziporen? It's not only a kind of flower, but a tzipornaim?
Nail.
Anyone know how to check the knife for a shochet? So the Gemara suggests, do not do this, because we don't pask in this way. Do not. But one suggestion the Gemara says is you run the shochet's knife on your tongue. Do not. That's you know, people who speak out of two sides of their mouth because they were shochetim for too long. No, chas v'shalom, we don't do that. What do? We take our fingernails and we run it across the blade. And if your fingernail jumps, then there's a problem, a pigima, a little flaw, a nick in the knife, and you can't shecht an animal with it. And says the Gemara that is the same level that we have for the Mizbeach. That's the problem is, and Tosfot asked this question in the next source, I'm not going to read it inside, because I'm going to run a little bit. But Tosfot asks, how'd they get that? It's asur mina Torah when you're cutting the knife, when you're cutting the stones for the Mizbeach, you are not allowed to use any metal, any iron. So how can you get such a smooth, you can't sand it down, you can't cut it down. So how did it get so smooth? The Gemara thought, Tosfot wants to say first, maybe it was the Shamir. What was the Shamir? that worm, that miraculous worm that cut some big rocks. Tosfot says that's a good thing, but not for the Mizbeach. You know what Tosfot says? And this is my pshat, I mean, based on Tosfot, but I think it's the exact same idea. Tosfot says that the rocks that were used for the Mizbeach had to have come from the bottom of a riverbed. What happens at the bottom of a riverbed? Water smooths out the rocks. You take those rocks and you use them on the Mizbeach. That's the way Tosfot and the Rambam paskens that way. Perhaps what one can suggest that this is the same idea. What is the Mizbeach built upon? What is the Mizbeach built from? How do you get the Mizbeach? How do you have your avoda? You look at the bottom of a river. It doesn't take a minute. It doesn't take an hour to smooth the stones under the river. It takes years and years of boring water going and going and going. Tadir v'sheino tadir tadir kodem. Et hakeves ha'achat tase baboker. Et hakeves ha'sheni tase bin harbaim. Kol demama daka. Not just running and getting tired, but also the walking. You can do it. And that is a message for every human. It's a message for every Jew of every age. It's a message for every girl. And it's a message for a seminary student as well. Here we are in Cheshvan. And if your life is only going to experience growth when there's fireworks, then you have to undergo a major shift in the way you view your Avodat Hashem. Having said that long tangent, which is a very important, in my mind, a very important message, we can get back to our original question. The original questions were, number one, why when we daven in Tfilat Musaf on the Shalosh Regalim do we say V'hashev Yisrael Inveihem? And we also asked the question based on the Gemara when it came to the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Ma Yafu Pamaich Ban Alim Bat Nadiv. How could they be wearing shoes? If you're telling me it's people wearing shoes, they're going up to Har HaBayit, they're not allowed to wear shoes. So what can we say? Says Rav Shimon Schwab, second half of the second page. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I can't read the whole thing because of time. Rav Shimon Schwab died in 1995. He was the chief rabbi of the Yeki community in Washington Heights. I had the zechut of, when I went to YU, seeing him a few times, davening in a shul a few times. Tremendous Talmud Chacham, and he wrote a sefer that I strongly recommend called Ma'ayan Beit HaShoeva. And this is found not on Sukkot, but at the end of the sefer, it's called, at the end of the sefer, on Shir HaShirim. Because the pasuk is from Shir HaShirim, remember? Ma'yafu pa'mayich banan banan even says, Rav Shimon Schwab. V'yesh lefaresh, says Rav Shimon Schwab. V'yesh lefaresh. Perhaps he asks the questions that we asked, and he answers the following. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but line one. V'yesh lefaresh shemedubar bekan. When we talked in Shir HaShirim about Mayafu Pamaich Banalim Bat Nadiv, that they were wearing shoes going up to Har HaBayit, no! We're talking Al Shivat Yisrael in Vehem. We're talking about the Jewish people returning to their homes. Acharei She'alu LaRegel. It's not going up to Har HaBayit, it's coming off of Har HaBayit. Time to go back to Beit Shemesh. Time to go back to Anana. Time to go back to Tel Aviv. Time to go back to Be'er Sheva. So what are you going to do? You're going to wear your shoes. Ma yafu pamaich ban alim is how beautiful are your shoes, B'nei Yisrael, when you return home. Line 2, Vira'u, what did they do? Vira'u avodat ha-kohanim. They saw the avoda. Vishamuz mirat ha-levi'im. They heard the beautiful song of the songs of the Levim. And they were inspired by the fireworks on Har HaBayit. They were empowered spiritually by their new inspiration that they acquired on Har HaBayit. And now it's time to go home. Middle of line 3. Sheshivazu. This returning avodah gedolah hi. It is a huge avodah. Not easy. Sheyashuvu levatehem. Going home. Acharei hachagim. Acharei ha'avodah. Put your shoes back on. And they return home. Im kol hamadregot, with all the new levels that they reached. V'ha'asagot, and accomplishments. V'ha'iluim, and all the upliftings. Shehesigu, that they acquired. Bishat aliyah laregel. Bimakom hakodesh v'hamikdash. The avoda that we're talking about in Shir HaShirim, and that Rava says the pasuk is referring to, is a much harder avoda. It is a much harder avoda to bring the inspiration back with you, back home, after the avoda, after the inspiration, after the fireworks, after the revolving discs that shot you through all of Elul and most of Tishrei. Now we come back home. And we go back to work. We go back to school. And there's bills to pay. And there's homework to be done. And there's tests to take. And you gotta wake up, and you gotta go to sleep, and you gotta do homework, and you have obligations. Ma yafu pamaich ban alim bat nadiv. How great are your footsteps in shoes? Bring them back home. The Kutzker Rebbe, Rabbi Nachum Mendel of Kutz. Is there anybody here from Scarsdale? Anybody know anybody from Scarsdale? The rabbi of Scarsdale's name is? The rabbi of Young Israel of Scarsdale's name is? Rabbi Jonathan Morgenstern. Rabbi Jonathan Morgenstern, his father's, Simon is his son.
Yeah.
Okay.
We had him as a teacher in French.
Oh, he does? Oh, so Rabbi Jonathan Morgenstern. Okay. Rabbi Morgenstern's father's father was Rav Menachem Mendel Morgenstern, otherwise known as the Kutzker Rebbe. Kutzker Rebbe once asked his Talmidim, what's the most important day of the year? And one of his Talmidim said, Purim. Chassidim, so they said, Purim. It's beautiful. Anybody else? Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippur. Gevalik. And this one said Rosh Chodesh, this one said Shabbos, this one said your birthday. There's a Hasidic idea in Kabbalah that your birthday is Rosh Hashanah for you. Which is why you can give certain brachot that nobody else can give. Good! Thank you. And the Talmidim said, Rebbe, what do you think? What is the most important day of the year? And he said, today. Today is the most important day of the year. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow's not here yet. Today. There's another story attributed to the Kutzker Rebbe. It may well be the same story. It may not have happened to him at all, but this is the way the story goes, that he asked, maybe the same Talmidim, don't know. He asked them, what would you do if you were told that you had an hour to live? Chalila v'chalila, you have an hour to live. And of course, I'm not paskening, but this is the way the story goes. What would you do? So one Talmud said, I'd run to the Beit Knesset, to Davin. Absolutely. What would you do? I'd run, Rebbe, to the Beit Midrash to learn one more hour of Torah. Good. How about you? Rebbe, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to run to home. Talk to my wife and kids and direct them and what they need to do after I'm gone. Good. Rebbe, what would you do if you were given only an hour to live? And his answer was, I would be doing exactly what I'm doing now. Because if it's not important to do it, then why am I doing it? I'd be doing exactly what I'm doing now. If I was eating, I'd keep eating. Because if it's not important, then why am I eating? If I'm supposed to be sleeping, I'll sleep. Because I'm supposed to be doing that. Now that's a high level, lots to say, and perhaps even what to argue about. But the message is the same message. Tadir v'sheino tadir. The trick, ladies, is not to be inspired on Yom Kippur. Anybody could do that. The trick is not to dance at a Simchas Beis HaShoeva or to be inspired during those dancing or on Simchas Torah that anybody can do. The trick is to tadir v'sheino tadir. Et akev ha'achat ha'sababokir. That is where I find my inspiration. In the day, today, today. There is no such thing as regular. Every day is the day. Today is the day, ladies. And the bracha, today and every day, God willing, to be treated with the beauty and the inspiration that is necessary to serve Hashem properly. Have an amazing day, everyone.